Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And you are listening to the podcast where comedians are making conspiracies fun again. Today, we are doing an episode on the scariest haunted house in America.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's the first of a month-long endeavor to cover Halloween-themed topics.
Nice. Leading up to my birthday.
Is your birthday Halloween?
It is. It sucks when you get older. I gotta say.
Oh, man. You should do my show on your birthday at the Beer Station.
Yeah, let me get sad on my birthday.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I love Halloween.
Yeah?
I know that Halloween has a religious tinge to mm-hmm. it, but it's really divorced at this point.
Religion. For sure. I mean, people march around churches, parking lots.
Yeah, churches do.
They really took it away from the real people.
They always have a real dumb name for their trick.
Yeah,
like,
trunk or treat.
But it's even like, you know, like we don't give out candy, we give out the Lord. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, grace and grace and gifts, and you're like, that's nobody wants that.
Nobody
shit.
Wants that. I want fucking give me pagan rituals.
I want enough chocolate to rot my teeth out.
Yeah.
It's I like Halloween and Thanksgiving because they're not affiliated with religions.
Not anymore.
So this month, goblins, ghouls,
okay,
gremlins, ogres, anything that's Halloween related, we're gonna try
hell
to
yeah.
do
a I'm stoked. This will be fun. We've been meaning to do this for years on the pod, but we never have.
We never have.
Man,
we've never had a studio to do it in.
I mean, I think you could do the topic, any type of topic, no matter where you record.
Yeah. Like, I
don't think our location dependent topics.
No, it gets me feeling serious. And mm-hmm. thank you though for those that support us.
Yeah.
Our patrons. And if you live in Raleigh and you'd like to watch a show, just get out, reach out to us, and we'll figure out the time to have you in the studio and for a live show.
Come hang out. And if you're a patron, thank you. And if you're not and you don't want to be a patron, you can be a Spotify premium member.
Oh, that's right.
So that's same price, same extra episodes a month.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm very excited today for our guest, especially kicking off the Halloween season.
Yeah.
Because not only is she a local stand-up comedian, she is also one of the hosts of Dead Girls Talking, a podcast about the odd world of death and such. And so welcome to the show for the first time, Jenna Hall. Welcome.
Thank you for having me in the studio.
Yeah. Sorry for the very masculine.
Bro-y name. My wife's like, I will never call it that. I was like, I get it.
That's fine.
I was like, I'm totally on board with you not calling it.
Yes. So welcome to the podcast. Your show... you guys talk a lot about dead stuff.
We do. We call it an oddities podcast because we kind of run the gamut. Mm-hmm. My co-host, Menda, she is a working mortician.
Oh.
I have a background in forensics. So
how many dead bodies have you seen?
Personally?
Yeah.
Like five.
Wow.
Like in the course of work or just like in general?
In life. Like I'm pulling them all day. She has seen hundreds. I've seen five. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How many have you seen?
Not counting funerals?
Not
funerals.
Oh, zero.
Zero dead bodies.
I usually avoid those things.
Well,
I see someone laying on the ground. I'm like, they're sleeping. I gotta go.
You don't have like a Stand By Me?
I've seen a few.
Really?
I'm trying to think.
None of you are doing.
No, not that I know of. I've definitely seen two because one I did CPR on and he was real dead.
That's kind of thing that sticks with you.
Oh yeah,
brutal.
Yeah, he was driving a van and in the passenger seat he was a evangelical preacher who ran a ministry called the Sword of the Lord.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that at the time?
No, I did not. But the reason I do know it is because they sent me the Sword of the Lord newsletters for like years. And I finally had to call him and be like, hey, I tried to save a guy.
Yeah.
I do not want.
Yeah, I'm not part of this.
This.
When you were given CPR, they're like, oh, what's your email address?
It wasn't my email address. I can't remember exactly how, but at some point he asked if he could have my address to send me a thank you letter, which I was okay.
Not the dead man.
No.
Someone. No. Yeah. These were his last words.
He's like, let me send you.
Can I have your email address?
He did send me a really nice letter, I will say. And then after that, I got the sword of the Lord for years.
Oh, no.
Which is just terrible because it shows
up.
Just
reminds you, yeah.
And well, also, like, people think you. Yeah. It's so specific. People are like, well, you didn't just get that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You ordered that. You're like,
also, if they made evangelical porn, that is what they would call it. That's
sword of the Lord.
It's yeah. What a great way to mask porn.
They didn't think that all the way through.
They didn't. Yeah.
No. My brother and I smuggled porn into our 5th, 6th grade school because in the center of Penthouse magazines they had a like the inside, like they had like an editorial, like political article. Mm. In every single Penthouse, it was a way of getting around the Supreme Court ruling.
Oh, really?
Pornography.
There's something educational in there.
If there's anything, any redeeming political educational value. And so my brother pulled those out and put them on the outside and restapled them so they looked like political magazines. Nice. And he would bring them to school.
Nice.
We got caught. And
because there's a teacher at school that gets that magazine.
Yes.
They know. I've read that. That's not a union newspaper.
Well, have you been to a haunted house?
Like the kind they put on?
Yeah.
Or a legit haunted house?
Let's start with a legit haunted house. Have you been to a legit haunted house?
I have worked for a haunted house.
Legit haunted. Okay, where was this?
Do you mean like a haunted trail? Like I've done makeup for
I mean like an actual
a house
like
that's haunted. Amityville Horror. Not a haunted house, but a house that's haunted.
I have spent the night at a haunted hotel.
Which one?
The Villa Convento in New Orleans.
Mm. Will anything happen?
You know, I think so. There's this, I can't explain it. I was actually back in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago and I walked by it and I was like, that's my weird story. I had a third story room that had a balcony facing an alley and they'd done a complete clean of the room. Like there was nothing in there that wasn't mine going in. Slept there through the night, woke up the next morning. And there was an empty beer can, didn't have anything like that in there with me, balanced like half on, half off of the edge of the balcony.
Oh, crazy.
And there was, it's like a small thing, but there's no way that you could have thrown an empty, like it's not heavy enough to throw three stories up.
Oh, wow.
And this was before they were tossing water bottles and balancing them. So it couldn't have been like a TikTok challenge.
A TikTok trend. It was just a strange, old vintage Schlitz beer can. Why is there Schlitz in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Half off.
Weird.
Yeah.
That is bizarre. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could just be a creep. But that's also kind of what ghosts are. But just like in a paranormal.
Yeah, like peeping Toms. See, they're just void. On the other side. Yeah,
just very and then light steps.
You worked for a haunted house.
I did, yeah.
Knew you'd be a good guest for this topic. I shouldn't say that. I should just be like, this is why we chose you. And you've been to one of these kind of haunted houses?
I think I've been to places like the Mordecai House. I've never spent nights at one, but I've been to places that supposedly have haunted activity.
What about like a place like I went to a zombie apocalypse hayride paintball.
That sounds awesome. Just shooting people with paintballs.
Yeah, just sat in the back of a wagon that was pulled by like a tractor. Mm-hmm. And zombies were coming from all directions, and we were just tagging them.
That sounds awesome.
It was great. I had the best time.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I went to a haunted house. Where was it? It was in a field somewhere. It was a haunted forest. Mm. And you had a guide. And you went through various structures at times. And it was pretty scary. I mean, yeah. It was jump scares. It was, you know.
I'm not really into jump scare stuff.
And I went to one downtown Raleigh that a marketing firm did. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. It was
a haunted marketing firm?
Yeah.
It was a marketing firm that you walked through their one door and came out. You kind of made a loop through their offices. And they had turned different offices into like this like hospital gone wrong. But none of these things, which, by the way, are wildly popular.
Yeah.
None of them compare at all to not only the most popular haunted house attraction in America, but the scariest.
And actually haunted.
No.
No.
It is the brainchild of Navy veteran Russ McCamey. It's called McCamey Manor.
Okay.
Originally located in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he moved it, probably because people in California were like, you're not doing it. There's too many regulations in California.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we always get stuff, and it's like, this is illegal in California. I'm like, why do I have it? Like, this is a lamp that has asbestos in it, but you can't sell them in California.
Yeah. Hard, like the bamboo hardwoods.
Yeah,
like,
exactly, yeah.
They're like, yeah, that stuff's with formaldehyde. Yeah. It has formaldehyde in it. Okay. Well, he moved it to Summertown, Tennessee, and Huntsville, Alabama, two states that do not care at all about anything.
Right, yeah, no laws.
And so here's the hitch. It is basically like an escape room that you cannot escape from.
Okay. Is this what you sent us the other day?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was a non sequitur when it came through on my end. It was just
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so here's the deal. In order to even get inside the haunted house, and there's a wait, there's thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
To get in. First of all, the only cost to get into the place is a 50-pound
bag of dog food.
Oh, it's a charity case. I like this. That's good,
right?
Yeah.
Now, he makes his money on YouTube videos, which if you ever can watch some of the videos, they look staged and they're not.
Okay.
Which is the scary thing.
Okay.
Now, before you can even give the dog food and get in, you have to like do a bunch of different things, right? You have to not only sign a 40-page waiver, you have to read out loud in front of them a 40-page waiver.
That's a high bar for people that like to get scared. A lot of people can't read that like to be scared.
Well, but it's a high bar, but the real genius of that is like nobody reads. I mean, like,
oh, right, yeah.
You go to like a bounce house or whatever, like trampoline, like, yeah. You know. Nobody reads that shit.
No,
right?
No. Kids and like, die all the time.
And listen, you have to read it out loud to someone, then sign it. And the stuff that you were waving is insane.
Yeah. Your life.
It's packed with scenarios like someone can pull your teeth out. Someone can shave your head. You can have your fingers shoved in mousetraps. They basically run every possible scenario. Like, I consent to having someone force feed me my own feces.
You know, oh, like, this is a genius ploy to get people really scared and then have it just be innocuous inside. Right? Because it's like, you may have your teeth ripped out. And then they're like,
so.
You're just walking through just terrified.
Like, oh, like, God. And there's pliers everywhere. And you're like, oh, fuck, my life. This sucks. And there's nothing scary at all in there.
21 years or older. 18 to 20 with parental approval.
Okay.
And who would?
Yeah, bad parents.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of why. What? There's nothing between 18 and 21 that matures you to make a decision to waive your right to have someone like stick your finger in a mousetrap. Yeah.
You don't spend those 3 years becoming a better person.
No, probably not.
It's not like you're going to be like, I'm going to think about it for 3 years. And if I still want to do this,
yeah,
I'll be back.
Maybe if you joined the Army Reserves and you were out and you'd be like, I'm a little smarter from what I
parents paid a lot of money for those teeth.
yeah, exactly.
Listen, you have to give them a sports physical. You have to go get a sports physical.
Like finger in the butt type of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, the hole, the hernia.
Oh, man.
You have to have a doctor who signs off that you are physically healthy enough to do this.
Most of a sports physical is just making sure that you have two of everything you're supposed to have two of. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you have to be of sound mind and body. So, like, you have to be mentally cleared.
Okay. I'm out. I'm out immediately. They would
but
not.
But you're not. Me. Like, you're it's... It's a Joseph Heller catch 22. You're not.
Yeah, I'm a good one.
But it doesn't make. I mean, if I were, I'm not a doctor, obviously. But if I were a doctor and someone said, "Hey, I want to go to this haunted house where they might make me eat my own feces," mm-hmm. will you sign off on my mental health? No.
Yeah, no, that's no, like, that's, no.
You're by default of asking me, you are not mentally fit to do this.
So basically the guys that work at this place are the guys that'll like pass your car inspection for $20, even though it hasn't. It's like, yeah, you're fit. Yeah, here, just give me $20, bro. I'll say you're fit.
Where are those places at?
Near my wife's work.
Hey-o.
We'll talk after.
Yeah.
You have to pass a background check.
They don't want criminals in the McCamey Manor?
Apparently not. I mean, I think that they don't want someone who's, you know, prone to violent crime because if they're going to...
God forbid they rip people's teeth out.
But they don't want someone to lash back.
You don't know what you'll do.
Yeah.
What you're agreeing to is to do nothing. Mm. I mean, that's we'll get to what you agree to do in the okay. Once you're in. This is all just preliminary.
Sure. Yeah, we're not even
not even
in the forest.
Yeah, this is like you're not into college yet. This is what you have to do to apply.
I hate prerequisites.
Yeah. Proof of medical insurance, that rules out most of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to pass a portable drug test on the day of the tour. That rules out even more of America. Yeah,
Same people that
don't have insurance, so it's kind of a wash.
Yeah.
But
drop a little acid, go to McCamey Manor.
Yeah.
You're out.
That's the only way I could survive this thing is with copious amounts of drugs.
Or poppy seed muffins. Give me something to get through this thing.
Once you're in, it can last up to 10 hours.
What is this thing? This doesn't make any sense.
You're gonna understand, okay. Right? So it could take up to 10 hours. They don't really know how long it takes because no one has lasted longer than 10 hours. And McCamey promises that if someone can get through the haunted house, that he will pay them $20,000.
This is Fear Factor.
I watched Fear Factor pretty religiously. There was every once in a while something that I thought, I would have a hard time doing that.
Yeah.
Only
every once in a while.
Was it hanging out with Joe Rogan? Was that the hard part?
He was all right back then.
Yeah, he was. He had hair.
Yeah, he was cool, man. No, I don't know. I mean, eating, I don't ever really get squeamish about, like, it was always like, you're going to eat bull's balls and, you know, clean it out with his dick. And you're just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, I'll just imagine it's chicken and I'll be fine. I never thought it was that bad. Some of the physical challenges I'm sure I couldn't do, but all right. So then once you get in, you're in for the $20,000. Here are the rules. No running.
They throw kids rules on you.
No like, first play.
No scissors. Hold them face down.
No, it gets worse.
Oh, okay.
No drinking.
Anything?
I thought it meant alcohol.
Who was brown bagging it into the torture house?
Cursing.
No cursing?
No cursing.
Oh, so this is Cutter. It's an Islamic state.
That's why nobody's made it 10 hours.
Right. Yeah. Smoking.
Okay.
Eating.
Okay.
So I think they do mean drinking. Except
your own feces. You can eat your own feces.
If they force feed you, yes.
Does Mr. Beast own this house?
Yeah. Yeah. No stealing gobstoppers. I'm sorry. This is the wrong list.
this is the wrong.
No. I added that last one. Obviously, the other ones are all true. So far, the list to go into the manor is over 20,000 people. There's 20,000 people on the wait list trying to go in and go into this.
How many people can go in at a time? Because that adds a lot. Like you could be in there,
maybe like one or two.
No wonder the list is so long.
Now, once you get in, these are what people have reported.
Okay.
Once they've gone in, they will shave your head.
I'm in.
I can handle. Shave your eyebrows. Yeah, no big deal. That grows back.
Not always.
They will inject you with hallucinogens. Bingo. Good.
How is that legal?
You can't inject yourself with hallucinogens. They can inject you with hallucinogens.
But legal.
Yeah, but how is that legal still? Drugs.
Aren't there legal hallucinogens?
No.
Clorox? Just like,
no. I don't know. What people
okay,
said.
okay.
They make you eat bugs. They do snap your fingers with a mousetrap.
Okay.
They wrap plastic wrap around your face. They whip you, tase you. Several people have been buried alive. People have been waterboarded. And that really is just the beginning.
Ugh.
Now, obviously there is supposed to be a safe word, which you establish up front when you enter into the haunted house. But multiple people have claimed that the safe word is not adhered to by anyone.
You need to make them sign a waiver. You need to make the house sign a waiver.
Yeah, but I think I think they do the waiver so it tilts everything in their favor, right?
How do they know when you're done if you don't?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So people
start cussing.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Look, people
fuck
have
you,
had,
you're out.
There's two movements. There's 20,000 people that want to do the haunted house. Then there's this whole movement of people like is it change.org that you do the petitions?
Oh,
on?
Yeah. That's great.
They're trying to shut it down.
Oh,
they're
that's
like,
legit.
This is essentially voluntary torture. Mm-hmm. People have had their arms broken.
Okay.
People have had come out with like their body bruised, burned, had to go seek medical attention. And then they're like, well, you signed and read a waiver aloud.
And
we have it on film, so don't act like you didn't know what it said. And they're like, there's nothing you can do.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure someone's tried with a lawyer, but the waiver is pretty foolproof.
Because could no one sign their name bad?
I don't think you can read the waiver bad.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean,
Just on its face, you can't contract for something illegal. You can't enter into an agreement with somebody to do something illegal and have that contract be binding. Mm-hmm. So kind of like how assisted suicide's a problem. I would think that assisted maiming would probably be a problem. So I'm sort of amazed.
Yeah, I mean, you could I think that the difference is that you weren't agreeing to, and this is a really fine legal point.
You're
here.
Agreeing to the possibility.
Right.
No, you're waiving your right to sue if certain things happen. What your contract is for, we are going to entertain you for up to 10 hours for the price of dog food. We did that. You got hurt in the course of it, but you've waived your right to sue us, which you can always waive your rights.
Well, there's criminal versus civil.
Mm. Yeah, no, right.
Yeah, which is a whole other.
Yeah, I look, if you want to go and try to, you know, break your arm or get waterboarded and then see if you can win a court case, I highly suggest.
I mean, fundamentally, I support people's right to hurt themselves in whatever way they want to. And especially, I mean, all of these people clearly have health insurance. They're not being a drag on society at all.
Yeah.
That's been accounted for.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're buying the ticket and taking the ride. And
I mean, there's a roller coaster, which we all think when we get on a roller coaster that we're going to get off alive. It doesn't always happen. There are people that get injured or die every once in a while. But for the most part, the thrill of a roller coaster is the thrill is that you're safe.
Right. Yeah. You know, you can't be I'm fine with heights if I'm strapped in.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people like that. It's fences, you know, boundaries make people feel able to take risks. That's this one seems weird to me. It's like, people are literally, and this is what the change.org, that they're like, this is literally torture.
Yeah.
You are paying to be tortured, and they're like, they don't obey by the rules. But in the waiver, they probably say, we don't necessarily have to follow the rules, and you understand that we may not. Mm-hmm.
Can we go to LinkedIn and look up employees of this place and just see what kind of weirdos work for these people?
You can go watch their YouTube videos. And you see. But the YouTube videos are them actually torturing people, and they're terrifying.
I'm sure. Yeah.
People are just crying and just screaming because they're just having mouse traps snapped on their toes.
And this is nothing like Faces of Death back in the day, that old video that people said was real, but it wasn't real. You remember that?
The monkey.
Eating monkey brains and all that shit.
I read through, because like everything, they have reviews. They give the reviews.
How many stars does McKamey Manor have?
It has a pretty good, no. It's one of those ones where it's either 5 stars or 0. There's no 3.
Yeah.
I like 3-star reviews on Google.
Yeah.
I go to 3-star reviews first because I'm like, you're not someone who's mad.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you ever see a review where someone's like, Yeah, I ordered this thing and it was damaged when I got here, and so I give it 1 star. And I'm like, that's not helpful.
Yeah, no, you're just that's mad the shipping at the company. Shipping company. Yeah.
I like a 3-star review. Mm. There were none of those. Mm. 5 or 1. The okay. ones are like, this is torture. This place should be illegal.
Yeah.
Shut it down. The 5-star reviews are great. And my favorite one was from Deborah McInerney. This was 1 month ago.
Oh. Sounds promising
yeah.
already.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, best experience I've ever had.
Okay.
I am a 69-year-old Christian woman.
Oh, no.
And I have to say, they treated me exactly the same as the younger contestants. Loved when they slapped me around and beat my face into the muddy swamp water. They said I had to shave my granddaughter's hair or they'd have her shave mine off, so I gracefully cut hers off. They made me eat, throw up off the floor, and smear feces into someone else's mouth, and loved it. I give Macamee Manor a 11 out of 10 for their nice hospitality, and I will be back.
Deborah's a freak.
Yeah.
Deborah.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
Christian woman right there. 69-year-old yeah. Christian woman.
Crazy. That can't be a real review.
Listen, it may be fake, but if you click on, you click on someone's profile, you can see all their reviews. She's either writing a lot of mundane, boring reviews about local restaurants or... yeah. Like, that's a long
yeah.
con.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like, I'm going to create a fake Google review profile. I think it was legit.
That's amazing.
Because all the other ones, I mean, nobody's won.
Yeah.
Nobody's been able. And that's why people say it's a scam, because people are like, I want it and they didn't pay me the money. I think his scam is that he just wants the video content because the yeah. YouTube videos have.
They're making so much money.
On yes. On
and it costs nothing to get in, just the dog food.
Dog food.
Pack of dog food. Mm.
And there's the Huntsville one and the Tennessee one, huge waiting list.
It's a friend. You can franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do this in the Holly.
We could do it in just this room.
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole nature of having a haunted house where people come in and they expect a little bit of like touching is weird. And there have been arrests where like some sex offender like got a job at a haunted house and like just was groping people
yeah.
like as if it was part of the show.
And some of them are like sort of like sexual inherently where it's like yeah. Yes.
A room full of hands touching you.
They're all in California to no one's surprise, but
right.
Do none of these people watch the news? Are they not scared enough like that they need these things in their life? Like like I just turn on the TV. I'm like, that's enough. That's like a haunted house.
That's interesting segue, because what I wanted to use this crazy story to talk about was something that I found really interesting in researching this, which is why do certain people crave horror in their lives? I don't mean like adventure, but there is
sure
like again, if you think about the roller coaster analogy, like there's a certain sensation of the roller coaster where that breath comes away. And people watch horror movies where they like, my son loves to be scared. People like the feeling of just like the tension and all of that. And, I did read a very interesting theory on this, but I'll save it for a second
until
I hear what you guys think about. Why does it people want horror?
It gives you closure. In a lot of ways, like if you lived through
eating
something
feces.
Traumatic.
Oh, interesting.
The opportunity. I mean, I guess I'm thinking mostly film because I like scary movies, but kind of the opportunity to see through the things that are terrifying and kind of come out on the other side of it.
Oh, like kind of understand why it's happening or understand
the backstory. And to like fully live that experience.
Interesting.
I think is.
So basically, the horror movies that I should watch are ones where the dad goes to buy cigarettes and he doesn't come back.
Yeah, that's
and then,
that's
but, horrific. But I know the reason why.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great take.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Freddy Krueger would make a great father. He stuck around.
He did stick around. He just wanted to live your dreams. Follow your dreams, kids.
At least he came back.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way. That's interesting. It kind of lets you take, I guess it's like take that power back or take that thing back in terms of understanding how it may have played out on the other side and how it affects you.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, I'm fascinated by like why people want to be scared.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, the theory that I read, which is very interesting, has to do with what's called gender-specific conditioning for social conduct. And it is wrapped up in this idea that a lot of the horror-seeking is driven by young males. They are by far the most largest audience for these kind of haunted houses, for horror movies. This is not at all to say that women don't watch these, but it's predominantly a young male audience. You might say that about all movies. I think all like Hollywood movies are like written towards young men, but
usually,
and this person wrote this theory that cultures for many, many years, and some still to this day, they have these horrific induction ceremonies where young men become boys, become young men.
Oh, it's like a Paul Atreides with his hand in the box, or
Like Paul Atreides, or in the Amazon, there's a tribe where you stick your hand in like an ant. You have to hold it there for 10 minutes.
Fire ants,
and you're just, the pain is just unbearable.
Yeah,
but it's horrific. But it's something about like, you do this and it's like, it's a coming of age moment from a boyhood. And somehow this ritual does something for satiate something.
So fraternities are right?
About hazing and branding?
Yeah. I guess they don't have to contrive rituals for women. I mean, we have children and men, so we're...
That's pretty horrific.
Yeah, for sure.
But do you think, I mean, I don't want to be too personal, but like, do you think that the women have a biological shift beyond, like, men go through puberty, but women have this moment where like their menstruation begins?
And that's probably horrific on some level for them, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Some of my favorite horror movies are like menstruation metaphor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Vampire and werewolf things kind of are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I like movies where the horror is a woman.
Yeah.
like I think that's usually pretty scary.
But even just like the standard horror movie date is sort of this restoration to like, you hope that the girl that you take is going to get scared and you'll get to touch a boob.
Yeah. That's you'll comfort them. Yeah.
That's why you do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And I guess as we sort of like migrate away from that kind of like agrarian hunter gatherer kind of life where things are, it's sort of like this restoration to like, I don't know, I guess if you want to get protected by a dude, you go see a horror movie,
right?
And you get to kind of like live in a more primitive, like simpler sort of.
Yeah.
That's interesting because, you know, I don't know that, you know, that when you say that, the timing of it all, where like Halloween and fall and harvest is all like very much associated to me with like old agrarian mating rituals and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and like, I guess, yeah, you wanted to have a guy there to sort of protect you from this either contrived or real horror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like I'm drawn to this idea of there's some sort of ritualistic yearning in men. When I say I'm drawn to it, I don't necessarily like it.
Right.
I think it's a compelling to some degree.
Because you don't have that hard stop and start.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like there's that tribe, I think they're in like Southeast Pacific that like they do that bungee jump.
Oh yeah, I was gonna mention that earlier. Yeah. And like their heads hit the ground every time.
Because it's not scientific. Some dude who's been doing it for 40 years sizes you up.
Yeah. He's like, this is a good vine.
Lops a vine up and he's like, all right, and then you gotta jump not knowing.
Yeah.
And you're like, the dude's been drinking all day. I don't think
They have like that fermented root shit and they're just jumping off it.
But I mean, credit to those guys. I mean, those dudes just tie that to their.
And they go for it.
I mean, think about all those videos you see of bungee jumping, or the one that I've seen most recently is like you're on a rope. It's not.
And they drop you.
No. You've got a harness and a swing rope, and then you've got a shorter rope that's sort of holding you, and your feet are on this platform. And all your weight's on this rope, and a guy takes a knife and he just starts kind of sawing at that rope, and the rope's starting to fray. So the anticipation, you don't know when the drop's going to come. Yeah. Well, imagine if you didn't know if the rope was going to be the right length.
Yeah.
Once you drop, it's like, and by the way, you might hit the ground.
Yeah, that's why whenever I go to a lake or a shallow pool, I jump headfirst every time.
Every time.
Just because the
real.
Your number's up, it's up.
Yeah, I get so excited.
I understand it as a way of like reckoning past fear, but also you don't have to do that if you're just trying to like experience what it's like to have problems. Just wait.
Life will get you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you. But I do think that the fear of death, right? Like we have become in so many ways immortalized that when we're reminded of our mortality and the preciousness of it, oftentimes it inspires us to live better lives. I mean, I think.
What's it called? Memento mori. What's it called?
Memento mori.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can never say it. I don't speak Latin.
By the way, I have to mention this. The worst of these rituals that I read about is the Aboriginals.
Mm-hmm.
Who they are not circumcised until they're young men. And then they have a ritual where you bite down and you're publicly, they cut your foreskin off.
Oof.
And.
What do you bite down on? I need clarification.
Like you bite down like a guy's penis. It's a big round and you're all circumcising each other like corn on the cob.
And then once you've had your foreskin cut off, you then eat it. You are force fed your own penis, a chunk of it.
I'm good.
And you're a man.
Yeah, I will forever not be a man. And I'm okay with that.
I don't
fucking brutal.
I'm fascinated by why people need horror in their lives. Yeah. I think that's what this thing there's no other explanation for 20,000 people willing to spend a bag of dog food and risk. They're not even risking it. They know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, there's a litany of YouTube videos. There's.
Right.
I don't want to even watch these things. That's horrific
for
me.
They're rough to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, a horror movie is entertaining because we know it's fake.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like the guardrails. It's like you know you're not going to get hurt. Yeah.
It is. It is the safety cord.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're just filming a serial killer killing people, people are like, that's not fun to watch.
Right.
But why is it that we want that? You know, so this in some ways, the Manor to me has sort of created this world where, yes, it's fake and yes, you agree to it, but it pushes the level of sort of what is right. Is it right to torture people if they want it? But then, you know what? I think about that and look what people do in the bedroom and like,
no.
I would never tell someone if. I mean, I've seen some movies, okay? And
what was the name of that porno movie that you remember that you have such fond memories of your childhood?
Soft Warm Rain.
It's great movie. Fun.
I watched it after we talked
about it. Oh, yeah, because I looked, I Googled it, and I sent you the link, and I was like, it's so fucking funny.
This is like a real movie with a title.
It's, yeah.
Like a real title, not like we're just described what was going to happen.
And it was like Native Americans and they had a soft focus and the horses and
shit. Yeah, it was really, it was great.
Very artsy.
No, but I've seen the ones that I'm trying to think. It's like one where people put very large objects into their orifices.
Sure, sure.
Both men and women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yeah, thank you for being inclusive.
No, it definitely, it's all orifices. And I'm like, that's torturous to me. But if that's what gets you off,
sure.
What am I going to do? Tell people not to do that?
But do you think that do you think there's a level of sex to these?
According to Deborah.
Deborah,
I
yes.
Think, yeah, I think so.
I was whipped like Jesus carrying the cross. Deborah, and I loved it.
Deborah rediscovered her.
Deborah felt something.
She did.
Beat my face into muddy swamp water.
But you know what? I'm laughing at her, but I'm not here to kink shame.
How about a grand? They're like, you either shave your granddaughter's hair or we're shaving yours. She's shaving yours.
How old was her granddaughter? She had to have been 18, right?
Well, she's 69. I'm assuming her daughter would be 39.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Granddaughter's 62. I don't know how that happens, but
it does.
Yeah. I would you go?
Hell no.
Would you go?
No.
I don't even go to I don't go to haunted house. I don't. I was in karate when I was a kid. Seems like it doesn't make sense,
I was
but
in
it will.
Crazy.
I was in karate as a kid, and one of the things that they did every year, or maybe it was every few years, they had a camp, and one of the things they did was send kids. I was this tall. I was like I was about the same as height as I am now, a tiny boy. And they sent you into the woods, and you had to fight off attackers. They'd jump out at you, so it was like a haunted house, but you had a little karate experience, and that seemed fun because I knew there was an end to it. But this is crazy. No one was trying to break my fingers. No, like I don't want to do any of that. Like it is not interesting to me. The thing that's worse for me though is what's it called? Suspense. Suspense to me is worse than horror.
Just the concept of suspense?
Yeah, like Stephen King's Misery. Can't watch it.
Oh,
read it. Can't even read the book. I'm like, get back in the bed. She's coming home. I'm like, I can't fucking do it. I just can't. That's horror to me.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
So what about like a did you ever see The Game? Did you ever remember the game where where for it's this company that
where they release someone in the woods and you go kill them?
No, they like kidnaps you and you don't know what's going on.
Oh.
But I feel like the whole angle was it was like this yuppie guy that just had no thrill in his life.
Yeah,
like the joke
everything.
Was on him at
everything.
The end that
he had everything and
I mean I get that. Yeah. I mean it's I get that in a sense.
It was like a Patrick Bateman, but he wasn't the aggressor.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
It was. I mean, I think people. I mean, obviously, I think people would pay for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you could pay to have a serial killer stalk you, I mean, there were people that would probably pay.
Yeah, that'd probably one of those
for the. I mean, which is bizarre because it's like it's in my mind what it speaks to is how dead in some ways our lives have become. Like it's become.
I mean, it's Fight Club.
If you want to find out who in your life had a bad childhood, ask people if they want to go to an escape room with you.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, people who had real... Why would I do that?
Oh, I love escape rooms. I guess I had a good childhood because I'm like...
Well, you like escape rooms because you can escape. But as soon as you were like...
I think it's more of an ego thing. I'm like, I'll prove how smart I am.
Well, prove how smart you are by going to this manor and like not
giving... I'm proving how smart I am by not. I took an online an IQ test the other day and it got to the end. It's like, you want your results? Pay $15. And I was like, I'm too smart for that. And I was like, I passed the test.
You won.
Yeah.
The chocolate factory is yours.
Exactly. Yeah.
I will be honest I wouldn't do this manor thing because I'm not going to Tennessee or Alabama to do it.
Mm.
I do think like 12 hours later, I'd be like, is that all you got? Like, when does it get bad?
Oh, you think you would?
I think that's ego driven. I do think that that's a little bit egotistical, but I also,
also have kids though. So, you know what hell's like.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to do? Make you shove poop in your mouth? Like, I mean, yeah.
How many teeth would they have to pull?
Man. Teeth hurt. I mean, look.
Hair grows back, but, yeah, but teeth.
Teeth would.
Teeth suck. That's not fun.
I mean, there would be a difference to me between a bone might get broken versus we're going to break your arm. Mm. That's different to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a difference between, like, put a gun to your head and kill yourself. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, no, like, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And then somewhere between there and, like, where I would be comfortable is the line for me.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, if it was just, like, eat these slugs, you know, lie in this pool of vomit, like.
Yeah.
Right.
Shave your granddaughter's head.
Yeah.
Hurting my kids or hurting someone else, like, that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's a hard line,
like, that's,
yeah.
Like, there are probably some lines in that. I'd just be like, no, I'm just not doing that.
But, yeah. And $20,000, isn't it? I mean, it's a lot of money for a lot of people, but it's like not a ton of money. It'll go quick. That's like most people's credit card debt. So basically, you get out of credit card debt.
I think people.
Then it's the Squid Games.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. It is.
Yeah, it's Mr. Beast.
It's Mr. Beast.
Is bum fights for yeah. young white people. It's mm-hmm. all it is. It's like. Like, right? It's just, I don't know why that guy, it's not that different.
It's not.
Right? Than what we're talking about.
Yeah. But it's entertainment.
I think people go because they think it's not going to be that bad.
Mm. Oh, right.
I think they think, like, dude, come on. They're not, they don't make you eat feces. And then you walk in and it's just a big shit sandwich.
But there's proof all over YouTube that they do, in fact, make you eat feces.
I think that people think that's just.
Well, does that just speak to the type of people that would do this? Like, you're dumb if you don't think you're actually going to do that, because there's proof everywhere that you're going to be doing this.
Or you might end up like freaking Deborah here that, like, was like, turns out I like feces. Now
it's my thing.
I got a kink. It took me 69 years to find it, but thank you, Macame Manor.
I'm yeah, happy for her.
Yeah.
I think. What I'm going to come down to, and this will be my final thought, is that I think I could do it. I just don't think I want. I mean,
that's everyone's. Oh, yeah, I could break this board with karate. I just don't want to. Yeah, sure. Prove it, Justin.
Okay, well, you know what? Yeah. I'll prove it. Make the financial reward. Like, make it at least worth a new set of teeth. I mean, like
yeah, some veneers.
I mean, yeah, like, make it worth, like, a freaking, you know, like some kind of year-long
they could get sponsors. They could have a dentist sponsor. They could have sponsors for everything you might go through.
It's just the swan. It's just yeah. that show, the swan, yeah, where you yeah. go through that and then they make you better looking.
Yep, totally.
I don't know, man. It would have to be, what would be the amount of money for you to do it? And let's cap it at maximum 12 hours.
What's the max trauma?
Oh, yeah, could, max trauma.
Am I getting teeth ripped out of my head? I'm really hung up on that.
Yeah, teeth is tough, man. Yeah. I can't do teeth.
Teeth pain is brutal.
Yeah. I'd rather lose fingernails than teeth.
Shin yeah. pain. You ever like just hit your shin?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Why the fuck does that hurt so
bad? I bought a hatchet when I moved into my house because, you know, I got all these trees and I was chopping and I was like, man, I bet I'm going to stick this thing in my leg. And I went and just stuck it right in my shin. Luckily, it did not hurt at all. It was the weirdest thing.
It was just so sharp.
Yeah, it was the sharp. It was a Fisker's hatchet. Stuck it right in my leg through my jeans. And I was like, I hope my neighbors didn't see this.
I hope you're sponsored by Fisker's hatchet. Yeah.
I just went back to my house and put my leg up and bled for a while. And that was fine.
Did you know, when you bought a hatchet, did you know they made axes or did you just opt for a?
I figured a hatchet. I got little sticks. Might as well get a little.
You just wanted a hatchet.
Hatchets are dope, but they're fucking dangerous.
That's a sharp hatchet.
I haven't used it since, but it's under my bed in case I have an intruder and I'll be like, give me your shit, motherfucker.
Give me your shit.
A good guy with a hatchet. That's
yeah,
badass.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bright orange, so people can see it coming. Yeah. It's
like, you get a lot of respect down at the old police station if you killed an intruder with a hatchet.
Oh, yeah.
Like a. You like those places where you throw axes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how you like people imagine that going.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I'll just kill Billet into their forehead. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say, I think I would do this if it were in Raleigh and the payout was greater. How much? I don't know.
It's like, you're like, I'm not traveling for this, but I'll get tortured at home.
Yeah, I'm not driving 6 hours for this, right?
That's more torture than going through that place. Rather, I hate driving.
I don't like leaving the belt. And I'm a local guy. Yeah. I'm old. All right, what's your final thought, Shane?
No amount of money.
None. You're not doing this.
No.
Then why do people do it? Why do people crave horror in their lives?
I don't know, man. I think it's, my guess would be people have partially no real trauma in their life, or they have a traumatic experience that some level was exciting to them as a kid and you just carry it on. It's like how people like get into things early on, whether it's an interest or a fetish or it's anything. It's like something just affected something in their brain at a young age and it just carries through. Hmm. That's my guess. I don't know.
Do you think
that's why I like coin collecting?
If
when I was a kid, I was like, shiny objects.
And I know there's probably some problems with this hypothetical, but just run with it.
Sure.
Do you think that if in Raleigh, North Carolina, for some reason we had wild, rabid wolves
mm-hmm.
just roaming the streets?
Sure.
Such that anytime you went out anywhere in downtown-ish Raleigh, there was potential
sure
that you could be attacked and killed. Do you think it would be a better place to live? Do you think the people would be nicer? You think like if you got to your car and got home, you'd be like, I made it home. Wow, that was cool. I didn't die. Man. Do you think it would make us better as a society if we had that daily threat of like,
I mean, it's hard to say because we have a daily threat of death, right? Well, I know we don't think about it that way.
That's what I'm saying. We don't think about it.
All sorts of non-wolf threats. And like, how long would it take before you're not thinking about the wolves?
Right. You're like,
you're thinking about, like we're leaving to go to our cars and we're all like,
right.
Okay, guys.
We did have that cobra.
We did. That was scary for a while. And I wasn't a better person. I was like,
I wasn't either.
I was like, what idiot keeps this fucking cobra and making my life hard? Who let these wolves out?
It was one cobra. If they were like, there are 40 million cobras in Raleigh and they are everywhere,
I would never leave the house. There's nothing outside that's worth getting cobras. Is that what it's called?
Cobra.
I don't know. I'm bad with hypotheticals. There's so many fucking options in a hypothetical. I can't even.
That's why I said just run with it.
But I'm neurotic. And also, you're not allowed to run at this place. I can't run with these wolves.
No, but these wolves, you can run. I'm saying
they're rabid.
You better run, in fact.
Do you remember the rabid wolf infestation of 2022? Yeah. Girls were girls. Men were men.
It was a different time.
You don't think if you left here and you were going to your car and you saw the wolves coming running down the, and you're like, shit. And you just got to your car and you closed it and you got away.
I feel this way.
You get home, you're going to kiss your wife a little more meaningfully.
No, I feel this way about people that live in certain areas of Glenwood where we're at. That's why when the door was open the other day, I was like, we got wolves out there. They're going to come in here and panhandle.
Weird.
And they might fight us.
You already live in this world.
I do. Like, I'm already terrified constantly.
We're immediately so shitty over so much less, though. The milk and bread.
Exactly. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Why would we like find our best selves over wolves?
Because when you're faced with the constant threat of death, you begin to appreciate the life that you have. That's my theory.
Okay.
That's what I think. I already gave my final thought.
Okay. What's your final thought?
Hell no to the McKamey Manor. No.
No.
There's nothing. I think you have to have like a psychosexual need that fulfills for you. And I just don't have it. So there's not an amount of money I would put on it. I will defend to the death people's right to do that to themselves.
Sure. However. Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 So you're not signing the petition on change.org to show.
No. I'm just.
It's like it costs you a bag of dog food.
What? Yeah.
He's not getting rich off of this.
Yeah, the guy's not.
Is there a weight limit? Could you buy a real small one?
50 pound is what he says.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thought you meant for the manor itself.
That's, you must be this skinny to ride this ride.
Exactly.
What? Yeah. All right. Well, that we get out of here, where can people find your podcast, Jenna? And
we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you want to download and stream. Look us up. Yeah. We're Dead Girls Talking.
Nice. Do you have a favorite episode? Oh, sorry. Yeah, do you have a favorite episode?
Ooh, okay. Like emotionally, like if you want something that'll really get you, check out the Ruth Coker Burks episode. That's the AIDS Angel of Arkansas. She was a volunteer who helped a lot of AIDS patients at the dawn of the AIDS crisis. But like personally, just if you want just something that's just like a good listen, we talked to a fella who trains cadaver dogs.
Oh, crazy.
And cool. I can't stop thinking about that.
Wow.
So, man.
Oh, good. That's awesome. I'll check him out.
Well, man, I thank you so much for coming on the pod. You were a perfect guest for this.
Yeah.
And so
we look forward to having you back on soon. This has been Conspiracy Beard Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Jenna Hall from Dead Girls Talking.
Peace. Thanks, Jenna.